Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Washington, D.C. today trying to get more federal dollars for California. The defeat of those ballot measures was a huge political loss for him. And now, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the governor appears ready to do what the voters clearly want.
Schwarzenegger says he tried to find ways to balance the state's $21 billion shortfall without having to make drastic cuts to critical state services.
But now we have to. We have no other choice. I think that's the message was clear from the people. Go all out and make those cuts and live within your means.
The governor says he heard voters say, "We're angry. We hired you to fix this. Don't ask us to do it."
And sure, don't come to us for more money. Look, we have to go and sell off our motorcycles and our boats and our cars, second cars, and shrink and have yard sales and garage sales in order to make ends meet. You do the same thing.
But Schwarzenegger says Californians may not be prepared for the size of cuts that will be necessary. It's not the first time voters have heard such grave predictions.
Sacramento's budget mess has already forced departments to lay off firefighters and paramedics. And it could get even worse.
Ads like this featuring firefighters, teachers, and law enforcement officials ran for months in the lead-up to yesterday's special election. Today, officials up and down the state were reacting to that worst-case scenario.
Unfortunately, we all know what's coming.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa stood in front of a downtown fire station this morning, urging state lawmakers not to make more cuts to public safety.
We know that the state will now try to balance its books on the backs of cities, counties, and school districts.
The Los Angeles School District, the second largest in the nation, is preparing to make massive cuts. A grim-faced superintendent, Ramon Cortinas, says he'll have to trim another $130 million from his budget by this summer. And that's on top of several thousand teacher layoffs he's already announced.
There are fewer assistant principals. There are fewer support services at the schools. And there is also an increase in class size. I'm not pleased with many of the recommendations I've made.
And in drought-plagued California, there's a dire warning about cuts to the state's fire agency. It could lose up to 2,000 firefighters. In the recent Santa Barbara wildfire, which was just put out yesterday after burning for nearly 2 weeks, state firefighters made up half the force. And under the new doomsday cuts, the state may not have enough money to wage these kinds of battles against future wildfires. Then there are the possible cuts to the prisons. Nonviolent prisoners may be released or transferred to local jails. But those who campaigned against yesterday's ballot measures say the dire predictions are being exaggerated. John Kupal is with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
People are not looking for government to slash and burn essential services. I think they look at those threats and say, look, if a family loses a third of their income, they don't stop buying food, they get rid of their HBO, not the other way around.
Whatever the cuts are, they'll have to happen soon. Faced with declining revenues, California may have trouble paying its bills as early as July. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.